this year should be a special chus for Army Marine Barasa Sheikhyu and Lerfuas Shoshana Basada, Lerfuas Svi Ben Yito, Lerfuas Moshe Ben Malka, Lerfuas Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Lerfuas Dina S. Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassa, Lerfuas Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Lerfuas Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel, Lerfuas Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Baracha, Pesach Shachol Yisrael, Lerfuas Elisheva Tova, Bas Leah Genendel, and we're going to be learning Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Hutner, that was said at Shavuot Shudis, Pesach. It says in the Torah, in the Navi, Isaiah 58:13, Im Toshi Mishabas Reglecha, Tzuzcha Vitzecha B'yom Kochi, etc. V'daber Davar, Tzisanei Gal Hashem, etc. V'achaticha Nachlis Yaakov Avicha. So if you rest on Shabbos from doing your work, from doing your going about your business and not speaking in a weekday manner, and you have pleasure with Hashem, and I will feed for you the inheritance of Jacob your father. So we have to understand, it doesn't talk here about the ikar of Shabbos. Very interesting, right? We say this, many of us, when we say Kiddush Shabbos morning, we say this pasuk, and here we're only talking about Shelo yehei hiluchacha b'Shabbos ki hiluchacha b'chol the Gemara darshins. You shouldn't walk mitashim b'Shabbos raglecha, right? You shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week, meaning during the week you might run. Shabbos you shouldn't run. You shouldn't talk during the week like you talk on Shabbos. On Shabbos you have to, you shouldn't speak about business, you shouldn't speak about money, you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara during the week also. But these are only seemingly marginal halachas of Shabbos, not the ikar of Shabbos. And if you keep these marginal halachas, v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, then you're going to get this great portion of Yaakov, you're going to get this unbelievable inheritance. Wow, it's going to be great. But why the marginal? Why not just say the ikar ones? You know, you don't, on Shabbos, you don't do malacha, etc. We say, Arachman Echelenu Yom Shekulo Shabbos. What's this inyan of Yom Shekulo Shabbos? Excuse me. We say Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and we also say Rochenu Yom Shekulo Tov. So what's the difference between Yom Shekulo Shabbos and Yom Shekulo Tov? On Yontiv we say Yom Shekulo Tov, and on Shabbos we say Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So we have to understand this chalukah between Yom Shekulo Tov and Yom Shekulo Shabbos. That's question number two. We say in the Sheva Brachos, Shakol Bara Lechvodo. That's the yisod of the whole Bria. Aval yisod ze mechasim shnei minei halamot. And this yisod of Hakol Bara Lechvodo, there are two things hiding it. Two things that are hidden. Number one is shitchi. In other words, the anhagav tzadik v'ralo rasha v'tovlo. Masha aretz nitna biyad resha, as it says in the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. So that covers up shakol bar l'chvodo. That covers up the clear recognition that the whole bria is just an announcement, and it's a kli. Kavod Shemayim. That's number one. Then you have number two, which is deeper. About man, it says, Vayirdu b'digas hayom v'ofa shemayim. Chazal darshan, Shebo kanakasuv b'lashon ridiya, b'lo memshala, l'rmo shim zachanase rode, v'imlo zachanase yarud. That Chazal darshan, that if we want, we're going to rule over creation, and if not, we're low. That's rod yirdu. Either we're going to go low, we're going to yored, or we're going to rule. Shon ridiyaz, to rule. Ubipshuto, the pasuk we're talking about a person klape atzmo. In Pashtus, it's talking about man with regard to himself. Either he's going to become high or low. But Lamito Shel Dover, it's even oged to the cheshbon of Kavod Shemayim. Because the musig of Kavod is perceived not only the das of a person. The musig of Kavod is perceived only in the das of a person. That's where there's Kavod. Kavod is in a person's das. And there's no yitzur in the world that has a hasaga, that has any conception of the idea of kavod. So it comes out that without this tfisa, without this understanding of kavod, there's no creation, there's no purpose for creation. Because creation is about kavod shamayim, akol bara l'chvodo. So you have this, it's not only a man himself. It's also about kavod shamayim, because that's the purpose of the world, is kavod shamayim. So this v'yirdu b'degas hayom v'ofa shamayim also relates to kavod shamayim. And this kavod shamayim is in the das of man, and no other creature has a concept of kavod. So we have a new hargasha, a more elevated feeling in the tfisa of kavod. For amdu al zemi ba'alei amusar, we find in Chazal, chomer b'halbonas ponim, somebody embarrasses his friend, he loses his portion in the world to come. Right, it says if you embarrass your friend in public, you lose your portion in Olam Haba. And that comes from that's one of the accessories of spilling blood. But we don't find if you spill blood you lose Olam Haba. How do you understand this? The answer is if you're malbim p'nei chaver, your pogein is covered. Being pogein, a person's covered, is a pegia b'merka shemayim v'aretz, b'tamtzis matris ha'olam. The purpose of the world is covered. Moshe Shapiro in his Shiurim used to always talk about covered. That was one of his main themes that he kept going back to again and again. He once said, "Ani lo ishel ahava, ani ishel kavod." Rav Moshe wasn't a lovey-dovey type personality, you know, the type of guy to put his arm around people and hug them and schmooze around. That wasn't his personality. But kavod, dignity, that was Rav Moshe. Malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim, taking away a person's dignity, chas v'shalom, that's it. Destroyed the world. The whole purpose of the world is kavod. Destroy kavod, no chelik in olam haba. By ritzicha, it's not a geshmaka thing to do, but there's no special emphasis on taking away the person's kavod. And according to this new tefisa and kavod abrius, their heretz zechomer halbonas panim loyek b'pchinas kilas eloikim talui, u'pchinas she'adam osu b'dvius dukno, ela p'giyah b'ginakudas habriya kulas. And now we understand this new derher, this new understanding, this new frashtand, as they say in Spanish. In the Choymer, in the severity of Halbonas Panim. It's not only like it says Kilas Elokim Tale that you have to take the body down of the person who is Chayiv Misa, because it's like the Klala of God, it's like the curse of God is hanging. Ayim B'dvarim Chafalav Chafkimel Barashi. But it's actually a Pagia B'nekudas Habriya Kula, it's the whole creation is covered. We also see this, that you need especially alfusa, that kavod abriya shouldn't be docha kol haTorah kula. And that's what we see in the Gemara, Brachos 19b. And if a person's motzei kalayim b'shuk, if a person finds that he's wearing shatnez, he has to take it off even in the market. The Gemara says, well, how do you know? You have a pasuk, ein chachma, ein tvun, ein etzah neged Hashem. Otherwise, he wouldn't do it. Taking away kavod. It's an amazing idea. We're talking here, the Rosh Hashiva is talking. the Rosh Hashiva is a Talmud of the Alter Mislabotka. The Alter Mislabotka talked again and again about Kavod Adam. Slabotka Vort, that was the Yisod of the Avodas Hashem, and Slabotka is Kavod Adam. You need a limud to tell you that Kavod Abrius isn't Ochen Isser. Wow. It's just an amazing idea, because Kavod Abrius is Bechal, not one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. But you still need a pasuk to tell you it's not Ochen Isser. Why would you think? Why would you think? It's not a mitzvah, Bechal. The answer is, it's not a mitzvah. It's bigger than a mitzvah. It's the whole Bria. So you would think it's Doche. Kamashman, it's not. And that it says to man, or dubig, the gas hayom, what this means is that a person should be makif in some way, even by hargosha, even in his avana asichlis, all chelke abriya. V'yir dubig, the gas hayom. You should rule over the fish in the sea. You should have some havana, some tfisa of being makif all the bria. Because havana sichlis is also included in hekef, encompassing something. Then you become a kol baro lechvodo. Then you understand the whole bria is lechvodo. This lechvodo has to go via a person's das. V'shekol tchume hayikum yuklulim v'akarasa. And that all of the areas, all the subjects of the universe should be included in man's recognition. And if he's zoche, then a person is makif, he encompasses all the chelke hayitzur. And then he could be a tzinor la'karas kavod shemayim ba'olam. V'im lo zoche yorad. If he's zoche, he can rule, he can perceive kavod shemayim in everything. If he's not zoche, he goes low down, and he doesn't see the kavod shemayim. Elu shnei tzadim shel ha'matbea. Those are the two sides of the coin. V'zo ha'alama ha'shnia. And in our matzav, ain kol chelkei olam nitunim liot nechasim lehekif da'atenu v'karatenu. So we don't have that. In other words, we said there are two ha'alamas. Number one, we see tzadik v'ra'alo rasha v'tovlo. We don't see God through that. And this suga sheni shomok yoter is that we don't see kavod shemayim in the bria. Our seichel isn't makif. Our intellect does not perceive, encompass the glory of God as it's expressed in all of creation. B'sikum, we have two types of ha'alama, tzadik v'ra'alo v'rasha v'tovlo, and the highest expression of this hiddenness is called ir v'ir al tila b'nuya v'ir elokim mushpeles ad she'ol tachtia, that every city is built up beautifully and the city of God is lowered to the depths, to the grave. That was the matzav of Knesset Yisrael Beina Umus Ha'olam. We're so low. And the kisufin, the desire of Knesset Yisrael, is to be mevatel this, in order that the glory of God should be revealed in the world. And the times that these oros were revealed without any covering are the zmanim of the Moadim. And that shows the greatness. The Moadim is when the greatness of the Jewish people are expressed. And there may ein liom shekulo tov. And there's going to be a clear unhug in the world of tzadik v'tovlo v'rasha v'ralo. Number one. So we're waiting for that. There's a Yom Shekulo Tov. It's going to be all good. It's going to be good for the good and bad for the bad. And number two, Mashalom Nitan La'adam Matzaveinu Adam La'hakiv is Kol Chelke Ayitzur. The second Chisaron, as we said, is that we don't see how all of the Bria is L'Kavod Shemayim. And this Chisaron is fixed on Shabbos. The first Chisaron is fixed by Yontif, because Yontif is Yom Shekulo Tov. We say on Yontif, God will give us Yom Shekulo Tov, Yom Tov. That's when the Hanhag of the Bria is going to be Tzadik V'Tov Lo Rasha V'Ralo. And number two, what's going to be fixed on Shabbos is seeing how everything is covered Shemayim. And that's Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Yom Shekulo Shabbos is how we're able to see how the whole Bria is covered Shemayim. And that's what we'd like to explain. In the first Maimer of Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal explained that all the Ma'amoras rest on Shabbos, whereas the Maimer of Nasa Adam become stronger on Shabbos. You can't compare a person's shining countenance on Shabbos than to his countenance during the week. And a person is really tested, a person is assessed by his Maor Panim. And on Shabbos, we have the lights of Tikboires b'mahusa Adam. We have the strengthening of a person's essence, his uniqueness, his das. And on Shabbos itself is considered Panim Chadashot. It's like a new person, because everybody has a shining face on Shabbos. Shabbos is a new Metzias. Every person has a new face on Shabbos, or should. And when a person's essence is expanded on Shabbos, like with his Neshama Yisera, there's a little bit of a shadow here, that Tzura Sa'odam is Kol HaKol HaBriya Kula. That man encompasses the Gans HaBriya. And that's Behetem to the Bracha, that fits with the Bracha of Rudu Begas HaYom. That's Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Yom Shekulo Shabbos is because on Shabbos we have expanded Das, like the Rosh Hashiva explained in Paradis Chok Shabbos Maimar Aleph. Shabbos you have a shining face, Chochmas Adam, Toyer Panav. Shabbos you have expanded Das, that means on Shabbos you're able to see how the whole world is an expression of Kavod Shemayim. That's going to be Metakin, the second Halama, the second hiding of the glory of God. And to the extent that a person doesn't connect to all the parts of the Bria, he's lacking that Kol Baruch L'Chvodo. So now we've been Zoche, Baruch Hashem, to be Magdir, the Yom Shekulo Tov, and the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Yom Shekulo Tov, it's all going to be good. It's going to be Tzadik V'Tov Lo V'Rasha V'Ralo. It's going to be justice. Justice is going to be served. And number two, Yom Shekulo Shabbos, that we're going to be able to see how everything is Kavod Shemayim. Kol Baruch L'Chvodo. We can have expanded das and see how our sechel is going to be make if the whole bria and see everything is the glory of God. And on Shabbos, we're ready. Now we have a little bit of that for Zoche. And we come to express the distinction between Shabbos and Yomtiv. Hilchos Deistik, Lefia Yisod Behalacha She'ein Bein Shabbos LeYomtiv Ela Oichel Nefesh Bilvad, we would say as follows, that on Shabbos there's an Isser of a Dabra Dover, that your speech on Shabbos shouldn't be like your speech during the week, but here is Mutter. There's a steer even for the heter of hearer. If you're, all your malach is done, then you're not thinking about your work. But this steer can only be on Shabbos, because on Yontif there's no kilo kol malachtecha asuya, because ochel nefesh is mutter. So you're allowed to work on Shabbos on Yontif. You're allowed to do your food needs, cook on Yontif. So only on Shabbos kol malachtecha asuya, not on Yontif. And this is a hemshech of what, this is a continuation of what we were saying earlier. Shabbos is unique vis-a-vis Yom Tov, and so far as on Shabbos, a person's mamid himself, bedugna shel maila. Shabbos, a person's like the divine, mitesho di, as they say in Spanish, or Portuguese, not sure which language. Kviyochel hichtiv menuchal atzmu, kviyochel God's resting, shavas vayinofash. Doesn't say that about Yom Tov. Why? Heimeim advarim. Because on Shabbos, there's an hug of menucha lemala, God is menach, everything is finished. Therefore, there's a mahalach of kilu kol malachtucha asuya. Avodas adam b'shabbos. It's all done. God's done. You're done. We're all done. V'imlo yu kol atzinorot legilui kvod shemayim nimsim b'yom ha-shabbat yivshar ya shirtov ha-yom ze v'aycha lokim v'ayishbot v'akol nach v'nigmar v'hu sheyom ha-shabbat misamen את התבעתותם והתקללותם של כל כוחות הבריאה. בדעתו וכרתו את האדם המנצלם לשם מטרת כבוד שמיים. On Shabbos it's all done. And now everything is covered שמיים. God can now rest because the whole world has been created with covered שמיים, and now we have to be make of that. We have to see that in our seichel. There's nothing left to create. Shakol bar l'chvodo. Everything was created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered. But on Shabbos there's no need to create anymore. It's all already there lechvodo. So on Shabbos you have to use your seichel to see where everything is covered shemayim. Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Yom Kol Malachtecha Asuya is bechinas hakol bar lechvodo. All your work is done. Everything is done. Everything is prepared already. Everything is there for covered shemayim. Now in your seichel you have to figure it out how it all fits in. And according to this, we understand the union of Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't find a special Kabbalah of Tosefes Shar Mitzvahs, Kabbalah Tosefes Tzitzis. What's the union of Tosefes, the Kabbalah Shabbos? Shabbat miuchedeti bitgabrut koach hadat sheba. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is more das. Das is to create something, and therefore on Shabbos, right? That with your das, you create this reality. That's what your das does. Your das gives meaning to things. And therefore on Shabbos there's an avod of kabbalah. That's going to be makabel Shabbos. Because the das creates the Tosefes. When you want to add on to Shabbos, your das creates that addendum. And that's what the avod of Shabbos is, das. Also, Malbushei Shabbos are an expression of kavod. They're Balei Avoda. Ayin Magen Avram, Reit Samach Beisiv Kotten Beis, Maiser Rav, Oizkuf Mem Zayin. They were Gedolim, who were makbid, that they shouldn't have any weekday clothing on Shabbos. Everything should be Shabbistic. Not shoes. Growing up, I was always, my mother was makbid, I should have Shabbos shoes. That's only because I have the greatest mother in the world. But in general, there's no hakpod on halacha of Shabbos shoes. There's a maimer about this in the Zev Yitrov. Because the Iker Koch of Shabbos is Bisgabris Koch Hadas. Showing the man's yichud. Now this is shown the man's body. We stand straight up. Like the Maharal says, we connect Shemaim and Aretz. But in the feet there's nothing between our feet and animal feet. So therefore we wear begadim l'kovet Shabbos, Shabbos kleider, like the Chassidim call it. But no shoes. Shoes, that's the same level of our body that animals have. Animals also have that. Animals aren't standing straight up, but animals have their feet, just where we have our feet. So therefore, no special shoes. But all the other begadim, yes. There's a din that there's a koyach that Melech Yisrael can capture aratzes b'chutz la'aretz v'yitztarfu l'kedushas ha'aretz. They should be chayev v'kama chiyuvei mitzvos ha'tluyos ba'aretz. We've discussed this a ton in our shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. Kol ha'makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo lachem yiyeh. Wherever you tread, it's all yours. And even if it's far away from Eretz Yisrael, it's yours. If you capture it, it's yours. It's Eretz, it's Jew, it's Israel. You can expand Israel. And this is the meat of Yaakov, because he was promised to have nachal b'lim eitzarim, uferatz the yom of akedim at tzafon of enegba, b'li gvul. It's the meat of Yaakov. Of expansion, expanding beyond our borders, expanding Eretz Yisrael, that's the meat of Yaakov. And obviously that relates to Shabbos, right? You keep Shabbos. Shabbos is the koach of Das. With your Das, you expand Shabbos. And with your Das, the Jewish people capture Eretz Yisrael, and it becomes Shaykh to Kedusha. They capture outside of Eretz Yisrael, it becomes Eretz Yisrael, it's annexed to Eretz Yisrael. So now we go back to where we studied. Toshi mishabes raglecha. The chelik haregel of a person isn't shayach to the tzuras yichudo shel odom. The regel isn't the ikar, what's special about man. And that's the ikar nekudas tokfo of Shabbos, is man's uniqueness. However, we even schlep the legs into Kedusha Shabbos. Rokovei esir tchumen. So even the regel is shayach to Shvisa Shabbos. And who is metaking tchumen? Yaakov. Gracious Rabbah, Parashayin Tes, Piskavov. Mimtso Cheftzecha is in Yanei Chol. Weekday things, not Shabbistic things. V'daber Dover, Diburim. So we have a Sulam. It starts with the Regel. Imtoshi B'Shabbos Raglecha. Even your feet should be Shabbistic. You shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you do during the week. Tchumen, your feet are limited. to wear 2,000 amos. And then you get to the highest, to Daber Davar, which is the Odom Sheba Odom, like the Rosh Hashiva talks about elsewhere. That's the essence of man, is his speech. So if a person includes all of his business, all of his matters, even those that are not be'etzem shayach to Kedusha Shabbos, into the system of Avodas Kavod HaShabbos, v'avlotas Yichud HaAdam, then he's zochet v'achaticha nachas Yaakov Avicha. Yaakov B'davka, that's Yaakov's Mida. Yaakov's Mida was to expand, who paratz the Yom V'Ked Safon of Enegba. That's what we want to do on Shabbos. We want to expand, even to the legs, even to our feet. That's why the dafka, this avoda. So that's with Toshi Mishabbos Raglecha. Even your feet are going to be Shabbostic. And Asos Chafetzecha B'Yom Kodshi, that it should be Shabbostic, even though it's not Mamash and Isser Melacha, but it should still be Shabbostic what you're doing. You shouldn't do Inyanei Chol on Shabbos. And then it gets all the way up to V'daber Davar, that your speech, the Adam Sheba Adam, should be Shabbostic. So a person's kolel, a person includes his whole koma to the avod of Shabbos, so then he's zochetaka to the nachal of Yaakov, this expansive nachal of Yaakov, who farats the yom of a kedmat safon of a negra. I'm not exactly sure how much this mimer is worth. Is it worth $100 million, $600 million? I don't know, I can't put a price tag on it, but half flavor fella, beloved friends, half flavor fella. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.